All right, buddy, let's do it.
Come on, let's go.
Hey, it's the Noise Hall with Dave and Joel. Hey, it's the Noise Hall with Dave and Joel. We're gonna write some stupid songs, so come and sing along. Yeah, it's the Noise Hall with Dave and Joel.
Hey, check this out.
Let me hear it. Yeah. Yeah.
That's a new thing that I just came up with.
What's it called?
It's brand new.
What's it called?
I don't even have a name for it yet, mate.
It's called...
Look, if we don't use it, another one...
If we don't use it?
If we don't use it.
You think we could find a place for that in our repertoire?
Somewhere, yeah. Gary, give me something with that, would
like
you?
Like a...
Give me some hot pepper.
That hot sauce, baby!
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a bad riff, if you want honest feedback.
It'll never become number one.
No. It's unrelatable, I think.
What do you mean?
Like, what's it even about? You know, like, public transit?
Yeah.
I left my phone in the back of an Uber. I left my phone in the back of a cab. It's on the bus. It's in the cab. I don't know where my phone is. I got to call my friend Jeff and see if he has my phone.
Yeah, keep going. That's rad. All right, let's end it here. Gary. Okay.
Whoa, Gary! Jesus Christ, Gary.
Gary, every week there's something immediately going wrong with you. Like, you'd think, you've been with us for what? Like a few weeks now, and you have not learnt
anything. Not a thing.
No discipline.
I will say, though, let's put that riff in the pile.
Okay.
We're not going to use it. It's not good.
Okay.
But.
Jeez, man. You shot me down.
It's.
I was hoping for some credit, maybe where it wasn't due, but. So what's up with you? What's going on?
You know.
Welcome to the Noise Hall.
For all you flies on the wall.
The Noise Hall.
God, can we do that more often?
Yeah.
That was red.
You just have to
tell me. You never told me you could do that.
Just give me reverb.
You never... Look.
The Noise Hall. Noise Hall! Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
That thing you just did,
yeah,
where you grabbed me by the shoulder and then dragged me up to the stratosphere, shouted noise hole, played a sweet lick, and then immediately brought me down again.
Yeah.
Let's not do that again.
Not?
It's scary.
It's too much.
It's a little frightening. It really triggers my fight or flight.
Okay, we're in space.
I used to sing a lot in public bathrooms because I love the reverb. So it's probably quite weird when a guy goes in for a piss and there's a kid in the cubicle going. Oh, I'd imagine.
Hey, keep it down over there in the next cubicle. I'm trying to do a piss.
Hey, shut up.
I
can't pee with that distraction.
Listen,
going on.
Both of us are in this cubicle trying to pee in a circle.
Morrissey, is that you? Anyway, how's it going, Joel? What's happening?
Dave.
Hi.
You're Dave. I'm Joel.
That's what I said.
This is the Noise Hole with Dave and Joel.
Indeed.
All parts are accounted for.
Look, I just asked you how you were doing.
I'm doing
fine. You can't
even
give me a yes or no. You can't even give me a yes or no answer.
A yes or no to how are you doing? Well, yes, I am doing.
That's a good point. Fair enough.
No, I don't. I don't know.
Well, I'm to take from that is that you're not having a good day.
No, I'm doing fine, actually. And to all the Noise Boys out there, the newly minted Noise Boys... We've named you Noise Boys.
A Noise Boy
sounds
like the kind of guy that would wear, you know, one of those t-shirts that change color in the early
90s? A hypercolor?
Yeah, a hypercolor.
Shut up, old man. I'm a Noise Boy.
Ugh, don't make my t-shirt red. That's when I get real mad.
The way a child in the 90s would manage their emotions is they would wrap a t-shirt around their head, and if it turned red, they'd go, hey, you need to calm down.
What do you mean? Like some sort of... Oh, I thought you meant like a religious garb.
No, I'm getting so mad. And it's like, wrap a t-shirt around that kid's head.
Oh, it's like taking their temperature.
It's turning
like,
red.
Fuck, let's see how red our kid
is. Give him
is.
A pill.
I could just tell you how red I am, how angry I am, Dad.
So no, mad.
Put a t-shirt on his head. If it goes bright red, you have to put him under the sink with the Property Brothers.
T-shirt on my head. It is turning red. Yeah, T-shirt head.
T-shirt head? That's a Green Day song, if ever there was one.
Okay, how's it go?
There's something on my mind. I'm really fucking pissed.
Wait. We gotta... Listen, if you're gonna do Green Day's T-shirt head song...
Gary's not gonna be able to pull this one out. He can't do a trick, cool. Well, that's not bad.
Okay.
A little faster, though, Gary.
You think?
Yeah, a wee bit.
Okay, so it would be like, like, there's something on my mind. It happens all the time. I get really mad. There's a t-shirt on my head.
Oh my god.
Ha, ha, ha.
Wait, hey. Well, I'm a t-shirt head. I'm a t-shirt head. I'm a fucking t-shirt head. I'm a t-shirt head.
My mom gave me a t-shirt, changed from blue to red. Then she took that t-shirt and she tied it around my head. I'm a t-shirt head.
Wow!
Hey, I'm a t-shirt head. Not bad.
That was really good. What I like about Green Day is that they really do exemplify the kind of tone of being bored in a living room. You know, like... Even the studio was probably padded out with bland couches and stuff for them to lie around on.
Yeah.
Maybe they borrowed them from their parents' house. I don't know.
Even when they don't specifically sing, I am bored in a living room, which is how most of their songs start.
It sounds like a kid making his own fun, you know? It's a very benevolent thing, I find.
Let the metal of June, bored in my living room. Nothing to do, so I reach in my pants. Oh, look, there's my dick. I'm gonna play with it. Gonna tug
all right, Gary, you
pull
ready?
It out of my pants.
Gary, you ready, buddy? Oh, you don't know this one, do you?
There it is.
All right, on you go.
Oh, never mind. What a Gary.
Did Gary fuck you up?
Yeah, just thinking about Gary.
Gary, you fucking shit pile. Like... Come on.
I guess
we had something good going on there.
I guess my point is that there's the Green Day songs that explicitly say, I'm bored and high, I should touch my balls.
What's your favorite Green Day song?
What's my favorite?
Yeah. This is
a good
this is a great opportunity to be asked all the questions that you maybe always want to be asked, but you never are. Because, you know, your friends aren't thinking, fuck, I wonder what his favorite Green Day song is.
So you're saying you go to a work party. And someone says, hey, this is my boyfriend who you haven't met. This is Dan. You're
right.
Like, hi, Dan. And Dan goes, hey,
Dan,
nice to meet
up,
you.
Buddy?
What's your favorite Green Day song?
Right.
You're like, pardon?
Excuse me?
Your brain goes, Dan, let's go talk.
For example, about a month ago, I went to a meetup in downtown Plano. A bunch of guys were in town that I know. And I had a great conversation with a fellow called Andrew. He does the music for games like Dusk. And we had...
Sure.
We had a conversation about... Which load songs would you put onto your perfect load album out of the two albums? Would you? Yeah, they all sound like that. It's that one. It's called Ronnie 2 or whatever. Oh, you actually know that riff.
I kind of know that one a little bit. Yeah. Oh, you know what else I know? Let's see. Something like that.
Drive, take me.
That's it. I got it.
The window burns to light the waybreaker. But the water walls, no matter where they go.
But then they got Billy Joe to write their lyrics, so it's like...
I can get my dick out of my pants. I'm tugging at it with both of my hands. You never answered my question. I guess because I took Green Day away from it.
Favorite Green Day. Blah. I would almost have to break it down by album and time period. I will say there's probably nothing on Dookie that I would go, that's the best Green Day song.
Right.
It's going to have to be. Can we at least narrow it down? I bet it's on Insomniac.
You think?
I bet it is.
That's a matter of personal taste, but that's fine. That's a fine answer, I think.
I think there are
What song do you like on Insomniac?
Deeper cuts on Insomniac. Stuart and the Avenue.
Uh-huh.
That's a great one.
Brilliant song, yeah.
Haushinka?
Yeah.
How does it go?
Okay.
It's like...
Yeah. That's the entire song. Mine is actually off the top of my head.
Oh, I know what it is. It's fucking Christy Road. It's
Christy
gotta be.
Christy Road!
It's gotta be Christy Road. How does that go?
Darling, 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 no. Watching the clouds go rolling by. But friends are gone. I got nothing to do.
Gary, where are you?
Here we go.
No, so Gary.
Gary. My mom is out of town, so I pull my pants down and take my dick straight out of my pants. Give me something to do to kill some time.
Help me determine which penis is mine.
Give me a magazine that's full of grime. Let me blow my load. Come on. One, so two, three, four. I got you there, didn't
you? You did. Yeah, and so I guess it's, I think it's contextual.
Uh-huh.
When did I hear this? What was I thinking when I heard it? You know, how old was I? In this case, I was probably 14. Christy Road is on Dookie, isn't it?
No, Christy Road is on Kerplunk, which is the second one.
But
they
re-released
it,
didn't they? Maybe?
Yeah, but that's not, that doesn't mean it's on Dookie, you know what I mean? You're thinking of...
I'm thinking of the split. Oh, I'm thinking of the split with, like, Kerplunk and 2001 Slippy Slappy.
This one's called 2039 Smoothed Out Slappy Jazz Hours.
Slappy Jampy Boys.
Now on Lookout Records.
Slippy Slappy Jampy Boys.
Yeah.
Boys.
Early 90s Billy Joe. He always
had this kind
of...
I thought you were going to do a seal. You went...
His eyes always look like they were about to bulge out of his fucking head. Hey, everybody, I'm fucking crazy. I'm going to slug some mud. Anyway, here's the song. Hey, Trey, you're looking a little stupid, Trey. AKA
Gary. I've seen them live probably...
I've seen them twice.
Five or six times.
Oh, okay. One up me, one.
Yeah, well, no, I have like four up to them. But live, some of the best stuff they've ever done that I've seen was their... Is it a Propaganda cover?
No, you're thinking of...
Is King for a Day their song?
Yes.
King for a Day, Princess Madonna.
Are you thinking of All I Know Is That I Don't Know Nothing?
I can't remember. There's a cover they did for like all of the late 90s that...
It goes... I think.
Anyway.
All I Know Is That I Don't Know.
Is that the one they used to let kids play?
It's Operation Ivy, yeah.
It is an Op Ivy, yeah. And they used to let kids come up on stage.
One of the most amazing
that.
Things I ever saw on MTV was Green Day were live. And some, I don't know how they pull. I would be terrified to say, yeah, I'll play guitar. And then realize I'm not good enough to play the guitar once someone gets me up on stage in front of like 50,000 people. And so this little long-haired kid comes up on Billy Joe sort of asking, and Billy hands him his fucking guitar, and he says, hey, you think you can do this? Well, you'd have to play that since I'm
Gary,
on the bass.
Gary.
Mike Dirnt's over here going. And imagine being the kid that was on 50, like in front of 50,000 people. And
I've seen
like,
him.
No, but imagine being the one that's like, actually, no, I don't think I'm good enough for that.
Oh, he and did
Billy,
that?
No. Can you imagine
oh,
that?
Oh, God.
Can you imagine the cringe of Billy having to go, well, okay.
Who doesn't suck?
Let me help you back down here, buddy. You don't get the guitar. You got 10 cool points taken off. Go. You don't even get a crowd surf.
You can't even crowd surf.
I'm Billy Joel, and I'm losing my faculties.
This is the stroke that he's having. Oh. I'm Billy Joe, and I'm losing all of my blow.
Tway, I need a little help getting all the blood today.
He's having a grand mal seizure.
I ate some glue.
There was a time.
See, they always sneak in.
I know that one. Okay. Christy Rhodes up there, Hashinka's up there, Stuart and the Avenue's up there.
What else do you want to play?
There couldn't possibly be a favorite off of Warning, but there are some good songs on there. That's like an R.E.M.
song.
We'll
not play that.
That might as well be an R.E.M. song.
My favorite one on... Hey, I can pick favorites off Warning for sure.
For Warning.
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 That's what we call it back in Ireland. We call it Warning. Oh, did you see Green Day's new album, Warning?
Warning.
Warning.
What is it still about pulling your ped? Is it still about flicking your bean?
Hey, it's all about doing dangerous things, not even caring, thinking twice about it.
That's true.
Murphy's Law and all that kind of stuff.
So the theme of Dookie is sucking your butt, pulling your dick, getting stuck to the couch by your own jizz.
That's right.
The thing of Nimrod is, I said Insomniac and I meant Nimrod.
You meant Nimrod.
I meant Nimrod.
Well,
that's right.
You know what? I was going to tell you off the top of my head, I think my favorite is on Nimrod.
It has to be. What is it?
My favorite song off Nimrod is Uptight.
That's Uptight.
My favorite.
Uptight.
All right.
I'm a son of a gun.
Uptight. All right. I'm a son of a gun. Yeah, I guess that's the one. So it starts off with a neat little bass lick. Well, it's not even a neat little bass lick. It's just this.
There is a...
That's my favorite.
There's sort of a genetic memory of all Green Day songs where you don't have to know any of the words. And they're like, la, 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 la. Yeah, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. Let's go back to the Twitter suggestions that we got from... The Noise Boys.
Well, what's our theme from the Noise Boys? What's our theme today?
We just had
what's
so much more. We what's had so goal? Much more left over. From the fake songs.
Uh-huh.
You know what? Somebody did something. They thought they had me. Okay?
They thought they were being clever.
They thought they could
jip Joel Watson.
Yeah, they thought they were being fucking clever. And boy, were they wrong.
Okay.
They said... Here it is. Fuck, I lost it. There it is. Here's a fake song. This is from Kyle Moyer 6. Joel Watson by Wesley Willis. Just Google him, trust me. And I said, you know what, Kyle? I don't need to Google Wesley Willis.
Kyle thought he was the cool boy that knew who Wesley Willis
because
was and no one else does.
Because I've seen him live.
Yeah? How was that?
He headbutted me so hard that I had a bruise and a headache.
Is that a good show?
I mean, it was a great show. It was really good.
We need a Casio keyboard to do Wesley Willis.
If you don't know Wesley Willis, you should Google him.
Yeah.
He's dead.
Absolutely.
But you should explore YouTube and learn about Wesley Willis. He was around the time, this would be like 96, he started making...
I thought it was a lot earlier than that.
I don't think so. Maybe 95?
Pretty productive. I think it was Jello Biafra that actually recorded him and brought him in. And
Wesley Willis's deal is he's schizophrenic and...
Very large. And very aggressive.
And
in a loving way.
He saw demons and he heard demons. And the only way he could keep the demons out of his brain was to listen to CD. He had a Discman strapped to his chest. And he kept his headphones on constantly. Because that was the only thing that drowned out the demons. So rock and roll saved his life.
I don't remember the demon bit.
Oh, that's Dave.
Jesus
Dave,
Christ.
That's his whole thing. There's something else to know about Wesley Willis. So he had a real band for a while called the Wesley Willis...
Boys.
It was an experiment. It was like Fiasco. The Wesley Willis Fiasco. Okay?
Yeah.
He had a regular punk band behind him, but he had a Casio keyboard, and 100% of his hundreds of songs were played on the demo.
Yeah.
So it was like bum bum bam bum 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 bam bum 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 bam bum 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 bum. And he would hit the fill button and it would go like digga 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 boom bang bang boom boom bang bang.
But he would casually change keys as well. So could you imagine having to be his back and
bed? But he was just playing one key at a time.
Yeah. And he'd be playing whole chords with it. But imagine having to go from like C to B minor and then completely guess whatever the fuck he's going to do.
It was basically impossible. There was no way to keep up with him.
I love Batman. I hate silly boys.
No, Dave.
What?
He did not like Batman.
What was wrong with Batman?
First of all.
Did Batman scare him?
The Batman.
Batman a demon?
So this is a good exploration of Wesley Willis. This is a real song of his called A Kicked Batman's Ass.
Right.
Just like
are
this.
We going to... Okay.
Yeah. Let's do it in A. Batman was being such a fucking asshole. He was running off all over the place. How's it going?
I don't fucking know.
He was really pissing me off. Alright, I kicked Batman's ass. Oh, it's whooped. I whooped Batman's ass. I whooped Batman's ass. I whooped Batman's ass. Batman was being a fucking asshole. So I threw him a right cross. He was being a dick in the first place. I really hate that guy. Fuck you, Batman.
I whooped Batman's ass. I whooped Batman's ass. I whooped Batman's ass. I whooped Batman's ass.
And every song ends with
Rock over London.
Rock over Chicago.
Sanctify.
Wheaties is good for you.
Really good.
Rock over London. Rock on Chicago. And then you would say like, milk, it's what's for dinner. Beef.
Come get your turkey.
Burger King, have it your way. So.
And everyone would clap and say, good job, yeah. Wesley.
And it was, here's the lie. Here's the duplicity of going to a Wesley Willis show. You're going because it's a spectacle. It's going to be fucking crazy. And you're like.
Well, I'm curious.
You're going to see something that you've never seen before and that you may never see again.
You may have to elaborate on that because all I can see is a 500-pound man with a keyboard sitting there.
You're right so far.
And I cannot, for the life of me, imagine there's much movement going on.
No, he is completely...
You said it was crazy. When I think crazy, I think like people flipping everywhere and crowd surfing.
Let me be more literal. It's mentally ill. Like, it's not, well, that was fucking crazy. It was like, we watched a crazy guy have a hard time.
Oh, no.
And so, but so here's the lie. The lie is you're like, I know what I'm in for. I'm a smart boy. I'm clever. And I'm going to see something ironic.
Yeah.
Then you really get into it. And you're like, hey, this is, albeit repetitive, a joyous celebration of the magic of rock and roll. Set to the tune of songs about whooping Batman's ass, fucking Alanis Morissette.
I just can't imagine becoming obsessed with the music. Like, imagine bringing a girl home.
No, you can't really be a fan.
Imagine bringing a girl home. It's kind of like that scene in American Psycho. And he's like, do you like Wesley Willis?
Have you listened to the songs of Wesley Willis? Have you heard his music with The Fiasco?
I much prefer his earlier work. I find that his music kind of elicits a careless optimism despite the difficulties. Clearly,
His song Suck a Camel's Dick is where he really reached new heights. He was talking about post-Vietnam America and making a commentary on the administration at the time. Yeah.
Can you imagine how different that movie would be?
If you liked Wesley Willis,
he brought that guy home.
Phil Collins.
And he's sitting on the couch and he pulls out the X. And fucking, I whooped a cheetah's cock.
Suck a cheetah's smelly dick. Lick a leopard's booty hole.
Man, this is jamming.
He's like, well, no, because, you know, Paul Allen is wasted at that point. He's about to get murdered. And he's like,
so this song, thing about cheetah dick.
Is he singing about a cheetah's booty hole? The thing you need to listen to here is the fact that he stays in the key of A for the entire song. And he never changes until he presses the fill button.
Suck my booty hole.
Suck a cheetah's dick.
Eat a shitty asshole.
Now, the contrast between this and his later solo work is stark. A lot of people are going to say he reached his height on this album with The Fiasco, but I like to feel that it's his solo work where Wesley really shines. Anyway, axe to the head.
If that happens,
I'd shoot a smelly ass.
That would ruin the film for at least 30 more minutes before I get back into the groove.
Suck a liver's dirty
cock. It would throw me completely off the orbit of the movie. It would throw me off its gravitational axis.
That was in the original draft, and they said, guys, it's taking test audiences say it's taking people out of the moment.
They literally finished a questionnaire that said, would you like this or would you like the other bend? They said the other bend.
They're saying, even though the internet isn't really in our pockets yet, they are going to where they can find computers and Googling Wesley Willis. Google also doesn't exist. They're finding a way. They want to know.
They're finding a way.
Yeah. Wesley finds a way. So anyway, this guy who thought he was going to stump me with something special, man, I've been there, done that. And afterwards, he had a merch table. Oh, this way. Okay, I should take a step back. Everyone is screaming at him through the entire show to play the songs they've heard on YouTube.
Okay.
Or it wasn't YouTube. There was no YouTube at the time. Internet. Somewhere on internet. Yeah.
And then LimeWire.
They're playing Suck Batman's Ass. And he'd go, no! And then he'd go, this song is called Fuzz Gun.
Fuzz Gun.
And they'd go, what? And he'd go, is there a band called Fuzz Gun? And somebody would go, yeah. Well, this is a song about that band.
Okay.
And he got mad. He played for about 28 minutes. And then everyone was going, play Alanis Morissette. Play Rock and Roll McDonald's.
You can't.
He's like, no.
I can't imagine him going up to the top of Capitol Records. And they're like, you know, Wesley, we could take you to the next level.
It's like that
scene
from Ray. You're
just going to have to change your sound.
It's like that scene from Ray. Ray, you got to stop doing the gospel. And he's like, that's what I do, baby. That's what I love.
I love the gospel. It makes me see the light when I can't see shit.
Wesley, listen. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bleh. Sucker record executives, booty hole. That's great, Wesley. We love the stuff. It's good stuff. Your new record's great. Now listen, when you go out to play, you got to play the hits. No. I'm going to play the song I like.
Wesley,
suck my ass.
You know what's hot right now? Collaborations. We got Beyonce lining up. We got Carly B.
Wesley, you got a song about, first of all, he died before she was born. You got a song about McDonald's, and that's great synergy. Rock and Roll McDonald's is, you know, you got to play that when you hit those suburban areas. You know, no, I'm playing a song called Lick My Fat Dick Booty Hole.
That's a niche audience, pal. We got the jazz fusion guys in our pocket.
The audience makes him so irate. Right. After about 28 minutes, he goes, Darren, I'm done. Stands up from his little keyboard and walks off stage.
Who's Darren?
Darren must have been his handler. Yeah. Darren, I saw an interview with him one time about Wesley Willis. Wesley's got Darren's being interviewed, and he's like, Wesley's just, he's great. Pure creative. He's a pure creative. Wesley opens the bathroom door and goes, Darren, I made you some toilet stew. And then walks away. And Darren's like,
What if Darren walks away from the camera? He's like, I like toilet stew.
I love it.
I like
it. Secretly, I love it.
I like toilet stew.
I'm made in toilet stew.
I like toilet stew.
I like toilet stew. I like toilet stew. Darren, I like toilet stew.
Gary, give me some.
I like toilet stew. I like toilet stew. I like. This is just a Ramones song.
Okay, get it faster. Wait a minute. Hey, fellas, DD, Johnny, Johnny, I'm running out of ideas for songs. But I shed my pants today. Okay, let's do it.
One, two, three, four.
yeah. Alert, toilets do. Alert, toilets do. Alert, toilets do. Alert, toilets do. Oh baby, alert, toilets do. Alert, toilets do. Alert, toilets do. Alert, toilets do. I take a toilet stew and I made it today. And then I gave it to a girl, but she went away. And so I took it into my house and I flushed it down. And I don't know where I'm going with this, but it was brown anyway. I like toilet stew. I like toilet stew. I like toilet stew. I like toilet stew. Batman was being such an asshole in the first place. I punched his face.
Oh yeah,
I whooped Batman's ass. 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 I whooped Batman's ass.
Yeah. One, two, three, four.
Do you know how much I love the Ramones?
A lot?
Yeah.
Or a little?
Well, I have to be in a mood for them. And there's so many imitators. There's a whole genre of punk called Ramones Core, and it's
really?
Just that stuff.
Really?
Yeah, you got bands like the Lillingtons, you got bands like Teenage Bottle Rock, and stuff. Good bands, but you can only really listen to about three or four songs before you go, oh, they all kind of sound the same. And the thing I like about the Ramones is that, oh, wow, geniuses, you know, sounded totally different, sounded super aggressive for the time. They blasted their songs that reach a minute long. What you don't realize is that they were all fucking idiots.
Yeah.
And that's why they sounded that way.
Yeah.
Apart from Joey seemed like a sweet boy. The rest of them were just kind of aggressive fucking idiots.
Isn't there a purity in idiocy, though, when it comes to art? Where it's like, I was too stupid to know this was bad, and accidentally it's good.
Yeah, exactly. Which makes it super organic and very likable.
We don't even know why this is good.
We don't even know why this is good. We don't even know why this is good. We don't even know. We don't even know. We don't even know why this is good.
We don't know. But I mean, you know, they had their kind of Beach Boy influences, all that
Beach
sort
Boy.
Of surfer rock kind of Beach Boy. All that surfer rock kind of stuff. And they just dumbed it down. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah!
And they just dumbed it down to like, hey, what if we take away all that stuff and just kind of play the same code over again, TD and Johnny?
You want to hear something sad?
What?
The first time I ever heard a Ramones song, it was played on the show My So-Called Life by Jared Leto.
Oh. Oh.
His band got up on stage to do like a talent show.
And they did.
And they did, bam, 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 bam.
I wanna be sedated.
And bam, I was like, wow, that's not a bad song.
No, it's a great song.
And but I had no idea who it was.
What's frustrating is that the version of that in the music video was kind of a recut they did, and it's much faster and better than the original, but it's still a great song.
When I was a child, and oh, to cap off my Wesley Willis story, he had a merch table, and we waited in line for a long time. When we got up there, he grabbed me by the hair. He headbutted me by holding my hair, headbutted me hard,
okay.
Like when you want to cause pain, headbutted me so hard.
Right.
And we'll go, say rock! I go, rock! Ow! Say roll!
Say
roll! Ow!
That's how you know he loved you.
He did it
That's how my dad loved me.
Davey, say rock.
Boink.
Ah,
rock.
Say roll.
Roll. Say sausage roll.
Say sausage
roll. Say sausage. Sausage.
Dad,
say roll.
Stop. Roll. So the thing about Wesley is that he's done this so long that he has a mound on his head. He has a callus the size of a golf ball.
He is callous.
Or had.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's gone now.
Well, what if it's the only remaining thing? They dig up his skull, and it's got this... He looks like an ankylosaurus skeleton. He's got all that fucking armor on his head
from
years
like,
of headbutting
I just like
people.
That they would say... the doctor would say, Darren, there's nothing we can do for Wesley if he doesn't stop headbutting people so much that it's making a growth on his head. He's got to stop.
In 10,000 years, they'll dig up his skeleton, and they'll be like... We did a complete. We were able to pinpoint different densities on the skull and rebuild his face to see what this particular individual looked like. And they pull him up, and they'll assume he had a rhino horn or something.
Obviously, a vestigial horn.
Yeah, like a big unicorn
to
horn
to attract females. So, back to the Ramones. The thing that I enjoyed about the Ramones is when I was 14 and 15 and people were in bands, everybody, and this touches on something we were talking about before we started recording, is that everyone could do it.
Yes.
And so it wasn't going like, it was saying, this is the goal. The goal is to sound exactly like my favorite band.
Yeah.
And then on your first practice, you're like, guys, we did it. We're geniuses.
Which really is the genesis and the core of punk. You don't need chops. Just get up there and play and have a good fucking time.
You don't need chops. You don't even need to rock. You just need to bang on your guitar. You don't need chops.
Come on, dude.
You don't need chops. You just need to rock. Just bang your chords. Smash your drums. You don't need chops.
You don't need chops.
That's brilliant.
Well, I was thinking yesterday, actually, coincidentally, I was thinking it would be fun to try and do other band songs in the style of the Ramones.
Give me one.
What do you think?
Give me any.
Pearl Jam. Okay. Jeremy. So normally it would be like. Actually, let's do Jeremy for a bit normally. Let's do normal Jeremy.
Actually, that reminds me. I want to get back to
right
this.
At home!
Everyone doing Ramon songs I like. I do want to point out that someone did send in a fake song for us to do that was in the style of Pearl Jam.
Okay.
Okay, so this guy, Hate Burn, who sends us...
Hit Burn.
Her Der Der by Pearl Jam. Her Der!
Can we get a Pearl Jammy beat there, Gary?
Oh, it's gonna be like not Ramonesy guy. It's gonna be like
Gary, despite the fact that he's really tarted, he has a really good vocabulary of like different bands' signature signs and stuff. Oh, you wanna do something like
yeah.
That's it.
I feel like their practices were a lot like that. And then Eddie was like, I'm gonna come up with lyrics later.
Eddie was like climbing up on the walls and like standing on the chairs and stuff. And it's like, Eddie, we're just trying to get through the song. Eddie, stop doing handstands.
Stop doing handstands. Let's see. What's something Pearl Jam never sang about that they should have?
Rip.
No! What? Stop!
I mean, you did ask me. I give you a solid answer.
God damn it. Stop.
I give you a pretty solid answer.
Songs, she said. Nope. Never got a little sandwich for you.
Sandwich? Okay. Yeah, no. Sure.
All of our songs are about food. This is why Weird Al goes to food so
We're
often.
Basically Weird Al.
It's because it's universal.
Improv style. Much better as well, might I add.
It's... Don't say that.
You know my feelings for Weird Al. Everyone in Europe is looking at Weird Al and going, what is going on?
I hold
there?
Him up.
Why
as
do
a,
they love Weird
I
Al
hold him up as a pure and decent angel. He's a wonderful focus of light in the world.
I appreciate that he is such a magic wand of positivity, just shooting it out.
If Weird Al did that song, it would be
Son, she said, have I got a little sandwich for you? What you thought was a hoagie is nothing but a...
Yeah, okay.
Anyway,
listen.
Let's get over Pearl Jam.
I can't
Jam
do it.
Because...
No, I want to go back to everyone being the Ramones.
Me too.
I need Gary to
that's
give me...
That's what I'm excited about.
Gary, give me back that Ramones beat that's like...
So, who do you think you could cover in the style of the Ramones?
Gary, that's Gary, that's terrible.
Come on, man.
There's Metallica.
Give
me one.
Nothing else matters. So it's in E.
Okay.
You go down to B and C, and that's pretty much all of it. Until you get nothing else matters. So.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Just dancing in that venue. Every day, full of something new.
Holding that for a different view.
And then G, and then B.
Then nothing else matters. I like that, actually.
That was better than the other one.
I'd take it.
This is a great topic. I'm so happy to like try other songs in the style of the Ramones. I am elated.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay. How about you?
Oh.
Okay. I know what you're doing.
Yeah, I think you do. Here we go. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hey, oh, let's go. Hey, oh, let's go. Hey, baby, daddy, 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 gotta be the way you want. Even though it's in the way, gotta start sometime. Scary show.
Not bad. That's not bad. I thought the other one was better, but I'll take it. I'll definitely take it. All right. Give me another one. Anything. I feel like we're on a roll. The adrenaline is pumping. My brain is fully linked up to my fingers. Let's play some more Ramones core.
All right, who's your other?
More Ramones core.
What other bands have had a massive impact on you?
On me?
I'll be cutting
Van
all.
Van Halen.
I'll be cutting all of this out.
What about Van Halen?
Oh, let's see. You did a bit of midnight. Did a bit of the
baby,
baby.
Oh, that's in like C, I think.
Okay, there you go. Okay, fine.
Can we do it in B, though?
I'll try and follow you.
Okay.
Gary.
1, 2, 3, 4!
I get up! And nothing can be down. I gotta roll over with the punches, running in there. I'm in there. Baby, how do you feel?
And I don't know what it is.
Yeah, you see me standing here. I don't know. Gary, shut up.
Gary.
It's not bad. That was pretty bad, actually.
You didn't like that?
No.
Well, okay, I mentioned a band. You asked me for a name. I did it. We succeeded. Now you have to mention a band, and we'll try it.
Oh, jeez.
If you didn't think that was any good...
What if you did something
put
really...
Put up or stump up.
Let's do something really inappropriate, like live. Like something that should never be played that fast.
Oh, God, I don't know any live songs.
You can do this.
R.E.M.
Nope. 1, 2, 3, 4!
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4! Lightning crashes. No mother dies. Burning tensions fall to the floor. Oh, I feel it coming back again. Like a rolling thunder with the wind that did. Oh.
All right. That went on for way too long. Yep. I thought Van Halen was better.
You think so?
Yeah, the Van Halen bit was far better.
What band would be the least appropriate as a Ramones song?
The least appropriate? Like Frank Zappa or something. Right?
We couldn't do that. Come on.
You did ask for the least appropriate.
Come on.
Are there any other suggestions?
Okay, let's see. If there's any other suggestions. Do you know All Star by Smash Mouth? Okay, here we go.
Okay, All Star. It's in G.
And we're going to go like...
Okay.
Okay. Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. Not the sun is too in the shade. I was feeling kind of dumb with a finger and a thumb in the shape of an L on a forehead. Well, the end starts coming and they don't stop coming. And they end to the ground and they hit the ground running. So much to do, so much to say, so much wrong with taking the back streets. Never know if you don't go up. Never cry if you don't go up. Hey now, you're an all-star, it's a game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star, do the show on, do the pay. Sure, why not? Why not?
The internet thought it was ironic to do All-Star. But we did it.
Little did they know.
We did it with the utmost sincerity.
Yeah, that was All-Star. Some version of All-Star was @DigitRev recommended something about All-Star.
Well, thank you, @DigitRev.
There was only one more on this that I wanted to do.
Okay.
This is certainly not a...
Let's wrap it up with that.
This is certainly not a thing, and if this is bad, it's gonna get cut.
Okay.
This was from Tablomqvist.
Tablomqvist?
Who said...
Is he IKEA furniture?
I don't know.
Is that racist?
Drugs Down My Hole by Nine Inch Nails, which I actually really liked. I thought that was kind of funny.
You want to play off with that one then?
If we can figure it out. Yeah, I need you to get that dirty ass bass.
It's not going
to
go very well.
Gary.
How about,
calm down.
How about this?
That's very good. And so it's going to be like...
Can you make it sound more beepy boopy?
Yeah, hang on. All right, Gary, yeah, beep it and boop it, Gary. Give me some boopity beepities. Like, yep, that's it. Now give me that gross-ass bass.
Okay.
Dirty ass.
How about this? Like that?
Yeah, and then I'm like...
Or what about this?
Oh, that's better. Yeah, so it's like...
Ooh.
Every day I do some drugs. Every day I feel like bugs crawling all over my skin, crawling out of my wash bin. I can't stop doing my drugs. I can't stop living with bugs. I can't stop everything I'm doing, cause I am self-destructive!
Alright, nice. Hey,
Gary?
Time's almost up.
Gary.
We should do... Do you want to start doing a goodbye song?
No.
No?
I want to...
Never doing goodbye songs?
No.
Oh, man.
You want to do it? I can do a Nine Inch Nails goodbye song.
Can we do a Ramones one?
Oh, God. Okay.
Are you fed up with the Ramones?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay, fine.
A little
bit.
Let's
do fucking... Let's.
I'm going to compromise with you. Give me a good Nine Inch Nails riff, and then we'll play a Ramones song as if it were a Nine Inch Nails song.
Okay.
Either Rock and Roll High School or Blitzkrieg Bop or... you know what? I want to be sedated.
Let's do
I Want to Be Sedated.
Okay.
I think that's a great Nine Inch Nails song. Simple riff, though. Give me a simple riff. Try that.
Like that?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
You do that.
There's our Ramones song in the style of Nine Inch Nails.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, here we go. We can't say goodbye yet.
Oh, we didn't say goodbye. Hey, Noise Boys? Noise Boys? Hey, thanks for putting up with this.
Noise
you know?
Boys, you're pretty all right. you know, if you're still here after listening to this...
Listen, you got to do a couple of things for us. You got to go and rank and review us on iTunes. You got to go to noisehole.net. You gotta go and follow us at NoiseholePod on Twitter.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably Instagram, too.
That's where you can send us all sorts of crazy suggestions.
Oh, no, actually,
for songs.
Better
or,
if they email it.
Oh.
NoiseholePod
at
Gmail.
Where can you do that?
NoiseholePod at Gmail.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay. Get that email
Let's,
type
listen,
in.
Just play me. That's all. That's all it is. I'm Joel. This is Dave.
Yeah.
Let's play me out, Gary, with this beeps and boops. I just really like this riff. I got it.
20, 24 hours ago, I wanna be sedated. Nothing new, nowhere to go. I wanna be sedated. Put me in a wheelchair, get me on a plane. Hurry, 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 before I go insane. I can't control my fingers, I can't control my brain. Oh no, oh no, no, no. I wanna be sedated. I wanna be sedated.
The Noise Hole with Dave and Joel is copyright 2019 Dave Micklefatrick and Joel Watson. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at NoiseHolePod. Email us your song ideas and questions to NoiseHolePod@gmail.com and visit us at NoiseHole.net because the .com was already taken and they want like $4,000 for it.